Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our Lady is gathering a spiritual army. We don't fight against people. We fight against our own sinful tendencies, and we fight to save souls. This daily rosary podcast is our air campaign, but we must also form ground troops. And that takes an organization and a full-time team, and it takes you. We need you to build this with us. So far, 2,330 people have given $575,000 toward our $1 million Advent match. Just yesterday, one person pledged $25,000, and many others have given $50, $100, $250, $500. Now, if you pledge $10 a month, that's $120 a year. And if you pledge $20 a month, that's $240 a year. And if 3,000 of you, who pray with us many times each week, would consider a $10 per month pledge, we would reach our Advent match immediately. We need you to build this spiritual army with us, by your commitment to daily meditation, by your willingness to be trained, formed, and prepared, and by your financial support. Help us build Our Lady's spiritual army. Click below. And now let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross. Together with St. Teresa of Avila, he stands as one of the Church's greatest teachers on the spiritual life. So if we want to grow in holiness, we better understand what he teaches. When John was ordained in 1567, he met Teresa, and she convinced him to join her in reforming the Carmelite religious order, moving them from a life of noise, constant activity, and distraction, where many had never learned the practice of daily meditation, to a life centered on silence, prayer, and the pursuit of God above everything. But reform is rarely welcomed by those comfortable with mediocrity. So on December 2, 1577, a group of Carmelite friars seized John in the night, dragged him to Toledo, imprisoned him in a 10-by-6-foot cell with almost no light, no bed, no change of clothes, and fed him only bread and water for 9 months. It was in this darkness that John would later write, "The immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart." God was emptying John so he could fill him. And this is the same pattern John teaches that God desires to work in us. God removes lesser loves so he can become our greatest love. He purifies our desires so that he can flood our soul with himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Now, God did not send the friars to kidnap or beat John. They acted out of fear and resentment. But God did allow it, and then he turned it in God's favor to his complete transformation. In that tiny cell, John was stripped of every comfort and earthly support, emptied of all the things he once relied on, and brought to a place where he could surrender himself entirely to God. And once he was empty, God filled him, flooded his soul with the living water of divine life. That's why John emerged from this suffering, not bitter, but transformed. On August 15th, 1578, he miraculously escaped, and he and Teresa went on to form a new branch of the Carmelites. And they became the two greatest doctors of the Catholic spiritual life. Now, John summarized his entire journey with one word, nada. Nada does not mean rejecting the good things of life. Nada means enjoy every good thing God gives, but hold them lightly, because when God allows something to be diminished or taken away. God is clearing a space in your soul to give more of himself to you. So nada is not subtraction. Nada is God making room within us to flood us with his divine life and love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The feast of St. John of the Cross always falls in Advent, the season of preparing room for Christ. And Bethlehem gives us the perfect image of John's teaching. Why wasn't Jesus born in the inn at Bethlehem? Because it was full. Why was he born in a stable? Because it was empty. This is the doctrine of nada in a single image. If our hearts are full, full of anxieties, full of ambitions, full of lesser loves, then there's no room for God. And God does not force his way into a cluttered heart. But when the heart becomes empty of disordered attachments, it becomes like the stable, a place where Christ can be born. As John writes, the immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart. Now, it's not that worldly goods are bad. God created them, and they are good. But when we cling to them tightly, when we desire them more than God, then we block the only one who can truly satisfy us. But if we let go, when we make room, God fills the space with his own life. So Bethlehem teaches us God is born in emptiness. God fills the space we surrender. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. If nada were only about giving things up, that would be bleak. But John of the Cross insists the opposite. God empties us only so that he can fill us with his own divine life. So, holiness is not merely becoming a better person. Holiness is transforming union with God, allowing him to penetrate the soul so deeply that we begin to think with his mind, love with his heart, and delight in what he delights in. John writes, "The soul lives the life of God. The intellect becomes divine, the will is changed into the life of divine love, and the emotions are satisfied by the delight of God." And this is the destiny of every Christian. Not just to follow Christ, not just to imitate Christ, but, in John's bold words, to live God's life by participation. So that with St. Paul we can say, "I live, now not I, but Christ lives in me." This is why God makes room in us, to give us nothing less than himself. And if union is God's goal, then the question becomes simple and urgent. How does God transform the soul into himself? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So how does God transform the soul into himself? St. John answers this with his most powerful image, the way fire transforms wood into fire. When dry wood is placed in a flame, at first it crackles and smokes, then the fire dries it, then it glows, and eventually it becomes so united to the flame that it seems nothing but fire. John says this is exactly what God does to a soul that is emptied and surrendered to him. In fact, John writes, "This flame of divine love softens, quiets, and illumines the soul. For when the fire penetrates the wood, it transforms it into itself." God is a consuming fire of love, not because he destroys, but because he transforms everything he touches into love. But how can we dispose ourselves so this transformation can happen? John tells us very simply that if we want to be transformed by the fire of God's love, then we need to practice the virtues, especially the way St. Paul describes them in 1 Corinthians 13. To acquire this love, one needs to practice what St. Paul taught when he said that charity is patient, it's kind, it's not envious, it doesn't seek its own, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is John's practical path. If you want to be transformed by God's divine love, practice the virtues. For John, the virtues that culminate in the virtue of love is the match that God strikes. And when we practice the virtues, we give God permission to ignite us. And then we too can become fire. That makes sense?
Fantastic.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I just want to remind everyone, don't forget, you can click the button below and you can help us build the spiritual army. So, what struck you with this meditation about John of the Cross?
John of the Cross is really the master of all metaphors, isn't he? I feel like he never runs out of incredible analogies. But I got kind of fixated on this idea of nada and a certain a less proficient metaphor. I was thinking, imagine you're in a long, long hallway with a million doors, and you know the greatest happiness is behind one of those doors. You have a million doors to check, and you could spend your entire life checking all of those doors. And you've got a guide next to you, and he knows where perfect happiness is. And as you're walking down the hall, you keep stopping at every door, and he's like, not there. No, nada. And you're like, okay, and you move on, and the next door you stop, and he's like, not there. Stop, nada. That is not perfect happiness. Just keep going. It's at the end of the hall. Just keep walking. And every time you stop, you get more and more angry. Every time he tells you, no, happiness is not there.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're kind of childish in the sense that we hate hearing no, but it's no, that's not where you're going to find the greatest happiness. And it's not that there's nothing good behind any of those doors, but you know for a fact where the greatest happiness is. So every time you hear no, it should be an assurance. Every time something is taken away from you, there should be a relief that that's simply not the option. And there's always that greater happiness at the end of the hall. And you know exactly where it is, and you're not losing out on anything. You're just going more swiftly towards the greatest happiness. And that's sort of my first thought on nada, of it's not this, you get nothing in this world. You say no to everything. You don't receive anything.
Right.
But it's always saying yes to the ultimate happiness, only saying yes to God,
yeah.
And not suffering all of those losses because you're not attached to all of those things along the way. You're not stopping at every door. That's my wild little metaphor. I don't know if it makes any sense, but that was kind of consuming my mind as we prayed.
No, it makes perfect sense. And as I read John of the Cross over and over, I think the most important thing to realize is that God doesn't allow the loss of some or diminishment of some good thing like health or a relationship or a profession to leave you in a desert.
Mm-hmm. It's not like that's your greatest happiness and it's gone now.
And it's more than that. God is, in a sense, it's like God is coming in,
mm-hmm.
and something is being pushed out. So it's not that he allows something to be taken away and leaves you empty.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowing something to leave because he's coming in.
Yeah, we're afraid of the hole it will leave behind, but there's no room in us for any kind of hole anyways. There's not that kind of emptiness. You only find that kind of pain of emptiness if you're still attached to the thing that's gone, the thing that you don't have.
But you're being empty because he's filling.
Mm-hmm.
You're being emptied because he's filling. He's there.
Yeah.
But the problem is we rely on our feelings. It doesn't feel like he's there.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to rely on what he promised, what he told us. And he told us, I'm flooding you. I'm filling you.
Mm-hmm. But this is just part of the human condition that it's what we focus on. I think it's kind of a trope in every rom-com where someone thinks the love of their life is the one that got away, this person that they're chasing after, and they actually realize it's like their best friend or someone who's been helping them throughout the entire movie. And those are the relationships we really root for,
yeah.
because they're just so focused on the person that they don't have that they don't see the happiness that they do have. And that's always how we treat God.
Yeah.
Because he is there. He is filling us. He will make us happy.
Now, I want to say this before we end. John of the Cross is one of the most important spiritual authors everyone should read, and he's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a guide to read him. He's got many collected works,
mm-hmm.
and if there's anyone listening to this conversation who would like to read, and I encourage you, yes, read John of the Cross yourself. Start with The Living Flame of Love. That's the best place to start because that's his little work synthesizing everything. Mm-hmm. Start with The Living Flame of Love and then move to The Spiritual Canticle before you go on to The Ascent of Mount Carmel and The Dark Night. Start with The Living Flame. But don't be afraid of John. He's easy to understand. Well, thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you for this meditation.
And thank you for adding another metaphor to John.
It was probably just a more confusing metaphor. Stick with John's metaphors.
No, I like yours. I like yours. Great conversation, Teresa. Before we go, just want to remind everyone, help us build this spiritual army. Consider a small monthly gift. All you have to do is just click below. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.